Let's Talk, Bible Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us today. Our passage for today is going to be John 6. And in order that I don't have to read all of it, I'm just going to summarize most of this story here, because it's worth taking in the whole story. There is really developed this idea around bread. Famously through the Gospel of John, there are the I am statements. I'm the light of the world. I'm the door. I'm the good shepherd. I'm the resurrection and the life. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. I'm the true vine. And in our passage for today, bread. And I read it with a wide view this past week, and just appreciated really the development that the Holy Spirit through John, through Jesus in this story, is giving us a picture of what we are often tempted to do, and we want to be careful to not do. Jesus has this large crowd, and he asks one of his disciples, you know, where can we get some money that we can buy bread for all these people? And the disciples are rightly like, this is impossible. You know, if we had $1 million, we wouldn't have enough bread for all these people. And so Jesus does one of his most famous miracles. He takes the fish and the loaves, and he prays for them, and then continues to multiply them until everyone is able to eat. And Jesus kind of sneaks away at this point because he can sense that the crowd is ready to take this man who can produce bread and food for them anytime they want it and make him the king. And he gets away. The disciples leave in a boat, but Jesus does what Jesus does. And he walks on water to the other side. And in the morning, the people realize the disciples are gone and Jesus is gone. And we've got to go get to Jesus. He can give us bread. And so they all get in boats, go to the other side, and they find Jesus. And they're like, where did you go? And Jesus rightly perceives, you all did not come for me, you came for bread. You came because you ate your fill. And so the people were seeking Jesus to get food. And he says, you should be doing the works of God. And they ask him, what are the works we need to be doing? And he says a very important thing. This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent. Jesus is giving them the clue. This is not about food. This is about me. And so then they go into this question about manna, probably trying to drop a hint for Jesus. And Jesus says what would have sounded crazy to them. We're reading it with our New Testament backwards glancing vision that we kind of know what Jesus is doing here. But he says, no, you're looking for bread that can perish. But I offer you true bread, and I am the bread of life. And he tells the people something hard. He tells them, my flesh is true food. My blood is true drink. And the people are confused. They're offended. They're like, this is just Jesus. We know where he's from. We know his family. And Jesus says, if you want to have part with me, you must eat my flesh and drink my blood. This is not a very seeker-sensitive message designed to get people. You know, the modern-day pastorate would say, you want bread, you want blessings, then come and see Jesus. And if you follow after Jesus, you will find blessing and you will find fulfillment and you will find satisfaction. Jesus says, if you want to follow after me, you have to eat my flesh and drink my blood. And people leave. There are many people who may have been following Jesus for a while and they walk away. And Jesus doesn't say, wait, stick around, hold on. Let me tell you some more good stories. Let me do some more miracles. He lets them walk away. There are many points throughout Jesus' ministry where he allows this sifting to happen. And then he turns to the disciples and he says, are you guys out of here? Are you all going to leave too? And the disciples say one of the most profound things that the disciples say in all of the Gospels. They say, you are the one who has the words of life. Where else are we going to go? Who else are we going to go to? Who else would we follow that speaks the truth like you speak the truth? And we can see now that this is true, and this is a pattern that we are often tempted to follow. We seek Jesus for the things that we can get from Jesus, and we might not be so crass and bold and unrefined as to say, if we just follow Jesus, he's going to give us more money, he's going to give us easy lives, he's going to give us material blessings so that in this life I will be comfortable and happy. But we do seek things from Jesus. We do seek particular answers to particular prayers. We do seek understanding that his word has not promised to give us. We do seek him to move in particular ways. we do seek him to line up with our particular political philosophy. And sometimes Jesus refuses to do that. It's not about the bread, Jesus is saying in this story. I am the bread of life. And if you want to be a part of what I am doing, you must enter into union with me. You must participate in what I am doing. And so what are we to do? We are to believe in Jesus and the one who sent him. We are to believe in who he is and what he has come to do. And he has come to make new men and women out of us. I was recently rereading some C.S. Lewis, and he talks about this idea. Did Jesus come to make us nice people, or did he come to make us new creatures? Do we get into religion simply to be better people and to have a bit of practical advice for our lives and to make ourselves feel better? Or do we, through participation in the life of Christ, identification with his death, and saying, I am a part of this, are we going to be new creations? Are we going to put off the old self and put on the new self? Then that means seeking not the things that Jesus provides for us, but seeking the person of Jesus, seeking his will for our lives, seeking connection and communion and fellowship with him. This is what this story in the Gospel of John is calling us to. So a good metric, when we're entering into spiritual things, am I reading my Bible because I want information? Or am I reading my Bible because I want to connect with my Heavenly Father? Am I praying because I want something from Jesus? Or am I praying so that I can experience more of the life and work of God in my life? Do I come to church to get a little bit of encouragement and some practical advice, or do I come to worship and meet with God? Jesus is the bread of life. He is true food, and it is food that will never go away, that will never spoil, and will grow in us eternal life. Lord, we thank you for this picture. We thank you for your beautiful use of metaphor, God, and may we hunger and thirst after you, like we hunger and thirst after the best food. Help us not to seek things from you, but to seek a closer walk with you. And we will be living out the life that you have called us to do when we do that. We thank you for it. We thank you for the grace to do it. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning into another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.